Your Royal Majesty, Your Royal Highness, Director General of PAO, Director General of WHO, Excellencies, Heads of States and Government, Honorable Ministers and Heads of Delegations, Excellencies High Commissioners, Ambassadors, and other members of the Diplomatic Corps. Distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to be among you today to discuss nutrition agenda, which is critical and important in our lives today. We all know that food insecurity, malnutrition and hunger are among major challenges globally. To address them, the first International Conference on Nutrition, ICN1, was convened here in Rome in 1992. We adopted the World Declaration on Plan and Plan of Action for Nutrition and declared that we should eradicate hunger and reduce all forms of malnutrition before the next millennium. As we gather today, we must ask ourselves how far we have achieved those objectives of the ICN1. Distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, in Africa today, 239 people are living with hunger, with nearly 20 million added in the last decade. These growing numbers is a clear indication that our commitments made in 1992 have not been met. In the last decade, tackling extreme poverty and hunger were placed at the top of the MDG agenda. Agriculture, as a mainstay of most African economies, underpins food security, poverty, and poverty eradication efforts. Despite this fact, agriculture was never an explicit goal in the MDG framework, and therefore, most African countries will not achieve MDG 1 by 2015. Mr. Chairman, Tanzania continues to grapple with triple challenges of hunger, malnutrition, and poverty. These challenges have been exacerbated further by resource constraints and climate change. Cases of undernutrition in Tanzania are more prevalent among children under the age of 5. This group suffers from different forms of undernutrition, such as anemia, stunting, iron deficiency, vitamin A, and underweight. Our women have not been spared either from this burden, especially women of childbearing age. Cases of anemia, vitamin, and iodine deficiency are among the challenges facing this group. Indeed, economic losses emanating from malnutrition are high. For example, vitamin and mineral deficiencies cost Tanzania about US$390 million in lost revenue each year, which is equivalent to 2.65% of our GDP. Mr. Chairman, the situation I have described above does not, of course, mean that significant strides have not been made to address nutrition-related aspects. Our government has successfully embarked in mandatory food fortification programs, and currently it is mandatory to fortify wheat and maize flour and edible oils. In the year 2013, over 246,000 metric tons of wheat and 32,000 metric tons of oil were fortified. Accordingly, it is estimated that 10 million people are using fortified flour and 4 million are using fortified cooking oil. Tanzania is also in the process of rolling out nutrition-sensitive actions with high impact, including those focusing on reduction of micronutrient deficiencies and water sanitation and hygiene. Mr. Chairman, Tanzania wishes to acknowledge the unprecedented support it has been receiving from the United States of America through USAID, the Republic of Ireland, Canada, DFID, the UN organization, namely UNICEF, WHO, WFP, IFAD, FAO, World Bank, and all other development partners. Mr. Chairman, nutrition has been recognized and included in the recently adopted SDGs as a standalone goal. I am further informed that the SDGs will be an input to the ongoing discussions and negotiations on the establishment of the post-2015 development agenda that will replace the MDG after 2015. I strongly urge all states, UN systems, and non-state actors present here to ensure that the goal on nutrition is retained. Mr. Chairman, distinguished participants, ladies and gentlemen, at the end of the conference, we will again adopt Rome Declaration on Nutrition and Framework for Action. It is my strong belief that we will live upon our commitments and be able to eradicate hunger, malnutrition, and poverty. We have made ambitious and achievable commitments now and before. Therefore, we have now to cultivate the will and culture of full implementation of the many commitments we have made so far. I believe our next gathering will not be on speeches lamenting on our failures in addressing malnutrition, poverty, and hunger, but will be of triumph and celebration on how we have conquered these challenges. I thank you all for your attention.